Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
On James Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, was decided. A 3-judge panel for the Second Circuit held that the telephone metadata program exceeds the scope of what Congress has authorized and therefore violates Section 215 of the Patriot Act.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
James Clapper's attorney, Robert Litt, claimed that he wasn't lying when he wrongly told Congress in 2013 that the government does not wittingly collect information about millions of Americans. He just forgot.
Pinocchio.
This was an untruth or a falsehood. This was just a mistake on
Pinocchio.
His part, Robert Litt said. We all make mistakes.
Pinocchio.
The ruling sends the case back to the district court for further proceedings.
Pinocchio.
If past practice is any lesson, Congress will wait until the spying program is about to expire, and then in a panic to frighten the American people into accepting more intrusions on their privacy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already put forth a new bill as a stopgap measure to allow time for a fuller debate on the issue. His stopgap? A 5-year reauthorization with no changes to the current program.
Section 215 of the Conspicuously Subversive Patriot Act, commonly referred to as the Library Records Provision. 215 allows the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, as applied by the director of the FBI or an official designated by the director, access to tangible things deemed under investigation. This investigation must be conducted in accordance under the guidelines laid out in Executive Order 12333 and must not be carried out on citizens whose activities are protected by the First Amendment. All orders must be granted by a FISA court judge. This breach of trust by the federal government was exposed by whistleblowers and undermined by the intelligence community on a massive scale.
I made the statement about that the greatest threat to our constitutional form of government since the Civil War is what's happening now in terms of spying in the United States. And that's the domestic spying program, Stellar Wind, that they started in secret and have been running in secret. So they're violating the constitutional rights of everyone. First Amendment rights that are violated because you have the right under the First Amendment to have a free association. It doesn't say you have the right to free association as long as the government knows about it. That's a direct violation of that one.
Meanwhile, the mouthpieces of the American counter-terror movement project the PSYOP needed for the unconstitutional legislation. Expect to see more blatant extortion thrown at the feet of the American people. Threats like these will increase as the scrutiny of unconstitutional surveillance grows.
Is the U.S. the new front line in the fight against ISIS?
Well, we're certainly vulnerable, and this is all part of ISIS's strategy of conveying a winner's message.
The motive is let them attack, have the mainstream media never point out that our own government's funded them, created them, protected them, and allow them to attack, and then bet your bottom dollar we're going to be attacked when more attacks happen, Paul, for pointing out that our government allowed it to happen bare minimum.
Here's a tweet. Americans take pride in carrying handguns. What's your little gun going to do when an IED explodes, spraying shrapnel faster than sound? So they're now dehumanizing the Second Amendment.
Oh, they're total cowards. Exactly. And our government's going to say, roll over, give your rights up when we get attacked. When we get attacked by their ISIS slobs, we're going to hold our traitorous government accountable. We're putting the narrative out now, and we've been doing it for 4 years. So when your jihad force globalist hits America and Europe, you're going to get the blame. You hear that, Obama? You hear that, Henry Kissinger? You hear that, all of you, Northcom, Southcom? You're going to get the blame.
Intelligence community, please explain how a Subway restaurant worker has her Twitter and Facebook accounts immediately shut down after supporting the heinous murder of 2 police officers in Mississippi, but ISIS member accounts are allowed to stay online to threaten the global populace at will. John Bound, Infowars.com.
Very powerful report by John Bound. If somebody was recording at about 8:45 Central this morning on Fox, we need you to put it on YouTube. I was on an elliptical watching Fox News at the gym, and it showed ISIS forces rolling around Syria and Iraq in MRAP U.S. armored vehicles.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
For many of the police and guards groups, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live worldwide Friday edition, already the 15th day of May. the 15th day of May, 2015. Just amazing that we're already close to halfway into 2015 and beyond. The news is completely twilight zone-ish today, as usual, but it's only getting more intense. We're going to have open phones today, a free-for-all, any issue you want to raise, any comment, any question. If you disagree, agree, I'd love to hear from you. We're going to do first-time callers in the first hour. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231 on any issue. 800-259-9231. This is the type of news that I have in the stack. This isn't even our top story or even close to it. It just gives you a flavor of the atmosphere. UK Prime Minister David Cameron, just reelected, came out and said, it's not enough to follow the law, you must love Big Brother. That's the headline. That's what Glenn Greenwald, investigative journalist, basically described his statement as. But here's the actual statement put out by the Prime Minister officially. For too long, we have been a passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone. And then he goes on to say, no longer. They are now trying to put in regulations, now it's not even laws, where they will arrest you if you criticize anything that's politically correct. This is from the conservative Tory. And you notice in Europe, they already have this in some of the countries, where they say if you hurt someone's feelings, you can be arrested. That's why you can't criticize ISIS, because that hurts their feelings. In fact, Paul Watson had a special report yesterday I want to play coming up. It's on Prison Planet Live and on Infowars.com, where he breaks down Sweden and other countries are going to have taxpayer-funded programs to bring the hundreds of thousands of ISIS fighters back, I guess tens of thousands for Sweden, to then put them through political correctness training after their trauma. But if you criticize them, you will be arrested. There's a great political cartoon on Infowars.com about two-thirds of the way down on the right-hand side that shows a big pink Trojan horse coming into the castle that says America. And the pink Trojan horse, My Little Pony Unicorn, I guess, says political correctness on the side, and Obama's opening the gate smiling up at it, but out of a hole in the back, under the tail, there's an ISIS fighter with an ISIS flag, and he's saying, shh. Well, no, actually, if it was an accurate rendition, it would be Obama and NATO and the globalists loading the Trojan horse full of weapons and ISIS, and then they'd be ordering the men at the gate to open the gate, and then they'd be pushing it in. Because ISIS is Al-Qaeda and is the fighting force being used by Saudi Arabia to destabilize the entire planet. And then the West is financing it so they can clamp down and take liberties on the other end of it and spend trillions fighting the supposed ISIS threat, which they don't really fight. And I said a year ago when they rebranded the name ISIS, Islamic State, out of Al-Qaeda, it's Al-Qaeda flags, Al-Qaeda operatives. And that's all come out in the news in their five-year war against Syria, that they would let them be resupplied in Iraq, give them big weapons caches, and then send them back in. And they indeed did do that. And then I was watching Fox at 8:45 roughly this morning, almost fell off the elliptical trying to pull my phone out of my pocket. I was listening to music on because I had closed captions on, trying to get photos of it, and it was at the gym, so I couldn't TiVo it. Somebody needs to go back and find this and play it, but they didn't show it once they came back from break. On the outro, to come back and talk about ISIS, they showed MRAPs rolling down the road with ISIS flags, And I didn't know that we'd given them the big MRAPs that the local police are getting. I mean, this is just crazy. And, of course, the Iraqi government, the president has said and has released video that our government is still arming al-Qaeda slash ISIS. But they know our military woke up to this, as we've talked about ad nauseum. Colonel Schaefer's been on to document it and back us up on this. We know that they simply just rebranded it as ISIS to confuse the public so the public doesn't understand that it's all being financed by the West and that it's all basically staged war. Syria's back in trouble. Syria had fought back and pushed back ISIS, but $6 billion of U.S., French, and other taxpayer money wasn't enough to bring down Assad backed by the Russians. And so they've resupplied ISIS in Iraq, and now they've invaded again into Syria, and they're taking major cities right now, and they're putting to the sword every Christian they get their hands on. Of course, Jews could live in peace there as well. They're being put to the sword, those they can find, though they were smart enough to flee. The Christians don't have anywhere they can flee. Israel will allow Jews to flee there. Headline, Barbarians at the Gate. Syria says ISIS approaching ancient city of Palmyra. Fox News. It's such a crime. And I had Al Jazeera here interviewing me last night with their American reporter. This guy had the perfect elite New York accent. You know the one they use in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? I happened to see some of that the other day. It was on cable. Great movie. And when he's got his buddy calling the school to get his girlfriend, he's going, I'm here to tell you something, Buster. You better have her out there right now, or you're in major trouble. Is that understood? And I'm sitting there with this guy from Al Jazeera, and I was so tired at like 7 at night being interviewed because I was interviewed by a bunch of other radio and stuff yesterday because I'm so afraid to do interviews. According to Stephanopoulos on this week. Boy, didn't he get some instant karma. And not instant karma for lying about us, but just instant karma. I came in and everybody's like, instant karma, instant karma. Like a happy trip of meerkats. What a great crew we have here in the meerkat nest. But that's kind of what the InfoWars operation's like. And he just kept going, isn't it dangerous seeing the invasion's imminent of Texas? And he had his producer, super good-looking woman with him, who was smiling at me all fake the whole time and telling me how sexy my voice was. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is going to be the ultimate hit piece. But I sat down, and I'm sitting there, and he's like, well, how are you going to feel if something goes wrong after you stirred all this up, buddy? And I was just like, is that a real accent? He had the perfect pinstripe suit. He looked like a 6'4" Ben Affleck. And I was like, I started talking back to him. I was like, how much money are the Saudis paying you through your operation in British intelligence to do this piece? So it should be a really interesting interview if they actually air any of it. But it was just crazy. And I'm here to tell everybody. CBS, NBC, ABC, this week with Stephanopoulos, I want on your show, dirtbag. I'm sick of you people lying and saying I didn't show up for the interview. When you said, no, we're not doing it live, we said, okay, we're not doing it then, and then you show up a day and a half later to pick me up for the live show 12 minutes before. And Alan Combs was marveling about this yesterday. How's it a big national news story in hundreds of newspapers? And on, they were asking me from Al Jazeera, so, why didn't you show up for the interview, but you're showing up with us? Let's go out to break with Stephanopoulos apologizing for lying. Here it is.
Now I want to address some news you may have seen about me. Over the last several years, I've made substantial donations to dozens of charities, including the Clinton Global Foundation. Those donations were a matter of public record, but I should have made additional disclosures on air when we covered the foundation. And I now believe that directing personal donations to that foundation was a mistake. Even though I made them strictly to support work done to stop the spread of AIDS, help children, and protect the environment in poor countries, I should have gone the extra mile to avoid even the appearance of a conflict. I apologize to all of you for failing to do that.
We'll be back.
His very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mr. Jones, thank you for sitting down to speak with Al Jazeera. You're pretty bizarre, aren't you? You claim America is turning into a police state. You claim the military is going to be taken over.
No, I don't claim it. It's happened. I mean, look at this quote by the Prime Minister of England. For too long, we have been a passively tolerant society, saying to our citizens, as long as you obey the law, we will leave you alone. So that's what this whole police state's about. The government's getting ready to politically eat our wealth, and they want to get us bullied into line right now. David Cameron's recent language, the London Guardian reports, the measures would give the police powers to apply to high court for an order to limit the harmful activities of an extremist individual. The definition of harmful is to include a risk of public disorder, a risk of harassment, alarm or distress, or creating a threat to the functioning of democracy. And what are they saying on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC this week against yours truly?
He's got a right to free speech, but not to yell fire in a theater. And Alex Jones is yelling fire in a theater. In fact, yesterday, with the Al Jazeera reporter, that's how he was talking to me. Boy, what if things get out of hand? What responsibility do you have for violence?
The government is gearing up for a total takeover. We don't know if it's this summer, a year from now, or when. It's incrementally already happening. And they just keep making jokes about it. Well, the economy's going into free fall. We have a stack of articles on that front. This is a short segment. When we start the next segment, we were able, I guess they went back on our TiVo. I guess it records all the time now. It's not even a TiVo. I just call any DVR a TiVo. It's kind of like in Texas, everybody calls any soft drink a Coke. This is how we do it. Or I guess you call any truck a Ford. I don't know. I guess that's why they call any good-looking woman in Australia Sheila, huh? It's a good name. Let's go out and find us some Sheilas, huh? But we're going to break all of this down coming up in the next segment. Buckley ran back and found it. And I'd forgotten the really bad part about it, and I thought this when I saw it and was reading the closed captioning this morning because I was on the elliptical at the gym. They're like, Obama is telling the media to stop showing video of ISIS in Syria and Iraq in convoys because they've already been disrupted and they're not in convoys anymore. Don't show the convoys. Well, I can watch foreign footage. There's new convoys. And you know why? Because it's Toyota trucks, it's MRAPs, and it's armored Humvees that they didn't accidentally get at bases. I predicted when their whole invasion began that they would accidentally get everything from the bases. You know what they do to the bases? If they can't keep them or give them to the Iraqi army, they fly in special forces in a matter of hours to blow them up in place. That's standard procedure. This was just like Benghazi. Benghazi wasn't an accident. That's come out. It was arming the Al-Qaeda rebels to have plausible deniability. Now we're told, brace for ISIS to attack, brace for Stinger missiles to shoot down airlines, just like we said. So coming up in the next segment, we have all of this footage, and we have Paul Watson's article about the college student confronting Jeb Bush about, quote, his brother creating Al-Qaeda. You know, it's a little bit beyond that. And I'm not even saying Bush did it all. Let's be honest, Jimmy Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski, created what is Al-Qaeda today. Reagan, believing he was fighting the Russians by the early 80s, began ramping it up. And it just continued through George Herbert Walker, through Clinton. Remember when he was protecting Bin Laden, wouldn't let him get killed in 96, 97, that came out in the news. The FBI just talked about it. And then under George W., there was actually a quasi-war on them, but their leadership was all basically Western intelligence. And now they're just retiring all the old fake heads of Al-Qaeda because it was never really an operational force. It was a cutout. And they've shifted to this real jihad army with real jihadis. That's why I'm saying the terror threat's real. It's still synthetic. It still got built and wound up by the globalists. But speaking of that, there's just so many angles to this. We're going to come back and break it all down here. But it's just like the West helped fund Hitler, helped build him up. That's on record. The congressional hearings on it, Anthony Sutton. Tony Sutton to help expose it as a congressional researcher. But it doesn't mean that Hitler was run by the West. He was wound up. He was wound up. They're called wind-up toys. Trojan zombie dictators. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I want to do. They're still getting that Fox News clip off the DVR and transferred over, so I'm going to, at the bottom of the next hour, do a whole presentation on the world waking up to the fact that Western governments are giving weapons and armaments to Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS, and it ties into Jeb Bush being confronted on it. It ties into a whole host of issues. That is coming up at the bottom of the next hour, because I do want to start going to your phone calls. There is just stacks of over-the-top important news. U.S. Gulf states agree to counter Iran's destabilizing activities. That ties into the ISIS situation. 40 volcanoes are erupting right now, and 34 of them are along the Ring of Fire. Oh, yeah, the Ring of Fire is the most active since volcanologists and seismologists have been really studying things over the 200 years. I mean, it is definitely getting hot. And so is the supervolcano at Yellowstone. We're going to get to China's secret space weapons targeting U.S. Soon every satellite will be at risk. We're going to break that down. Video, school orders students to remove offensive U.S. flag from truck. We're going to get to that. And this is in South Carolina. This isn't like it's in San Francisco. People say, well, that's just crazy. It makes no sense. No, it's totally dominating and training you that you have no free speech. But then every other socialist or radical group does. These are totalitarians, people. Oh, so they're dumb. Why don't they want freedom? They're not dumb. They're conquering us. General Electric's not dumb when it finances Obama to get into office. And they shut down 1,000-plus power plants not owned by GE, and then GE coal power plant profits more than double because they're given a waiver. McDonald's isn't dumb when it pays Obama to give them a waiver for Obamacare on their thousands of stores, but their competitors don't get a waiver, so their food costs more. It's how you create monopolies. Look at this headline. Pro-abortion group labels 20-week babies, not killing them, inhumane. That's their words. See, it's about inverting reality with these people. Southern Christian Leadership Conference calls for amnesty for rioters, looters in Baltimore. Can't make that up. Including folks that beat white people's heads in and put them in comas. Because racially attacking whites is okay. They deserve it. Just like jihadis are freedom fighters and for some reason are allied with socialists and collectivists and progressives. And if you're against radical, Stone Age, Dark Age cults, I mean, I don't care if it's some weird Christian cult that wants to dominate and control women or if it's some Islamic cult. I mean, just stay away, cults, because I'm a classical liberal, see? I'm into real freedom and being tolerant, but that means you're going to be tolerant of me. Do you understand? My private property, my guns, my views, my religion. It doesn't mean I accept what you want. Doesn't mean I turn my five-year-olds over so you can teach them how to give oral sex. Doesn't mean I got to shoot all your vaccines up. You want to shoot your kids up and have them have convulsions and take care of them and have 30-year-olds in diapers? Knock yourselves out. I'm not paying for it through socialist health care. Oh, but you already got me. I'm in a collectivism now. I see. See, I mean, I just, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 stacks. I just got through a third of one. I'm going to stop right there before I get too angry, and I want to go to your calls. Bottom of the next hour, I will get to all of these tie-ins and the fact that they, Obama isn't asking the news media to stop showing footage of the fact that ISIS has armored vehicles because it makes them look like they're tough and scary. They want to train the media to not cover military operations when they say so. And they don't like the fact that there's giant convoys of armored MRAPs that they didn't just accidentally get. Next, we're going to hear ISIS accidentally got nuclear weapons from the nuclear laboratories in the U.S. I mean, this is ridiculous. I'm going to play Paul Watson's report. Total proof that political correctness is a mental illness. That, of course, coined by Savage 20 years ago. I don't know, 15, 16 years ago, to be technical. And yes, the followers are mentally ill. But the technocrats are not mentally ill. The George Stephanopoulos are part of a mafia. And they get up and they go, I'm sorry, I didn't disclose. I gave 75. It was 50. $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation when I've been reporting on them and saying they're not corrupt, as if it's a conflict of interest. It's a conflict of interest that you were Bill Clinton's chief of staff when all the murders and corruption and missile secrets to China and Panama Canal handovers and just every other corruption you could imagine. I mean, you turn on CNN, ABC, any of it, it's just filled with Democratic Party operatives like Paul Begala and Wolf Blitzer. I mean, it's all a conflict of interest. You're all a bunch of Brian Williams pig droppings, in my view. George pig-dropping Stephanopoulos is now apologizing. Again, talk about instant karma. These are a pack of liars, folks. They said, we're going to have you on live, we promise. I told Nico, watch, they're going to cancel that on Friday and say it's taped. Friday they go, it's taped now. We go, oh, let us guess, when? 6 a.m., 3 hours before airtime. No, we're not doing it. Okay, how about 8 a.m.? Okay, we'll talk about it with you. Next, 12 minutes before airtime. Oh, we're here to pick you up. As I'm unshaven with my hair sticking up, drinking coffee, and about to cook my children breakfast. I mean, I was getting cartons of eggs out as they came out with their hair sticking up. And I just didn't even answer the phone. And they get to turn that into afraid to go on your show. Because I would jump through all these hoops and, oh, yes, let me just wait by the phone till you maybe call us back after a day and a half not talking to us so I can come on your stupid show. Oh, because I want to be on with George Stephanopoulos. I could care less about being on your show. I can't stand being around you people, but I love running you over and disrespecting you, clown. But let's go to this little mafia don, another dropping like Rahm Emanuel, the guy that says they're going to put you on no-fly list if you're a gun owner outside of law so you can't fly. A guy that says once we have national ID cards, they'll just turn conservatives' ID cards off. You know, if they're harassing every conservative, libertarian, and Christian group with the IRS and arresting people for no reason and persecuting everyone, and even going after FBI, you know, agent foundations that are for libertarianism, what do you think they'll do once they've got everything digital controlled? I mean, these people are totalitarian monsters. Let's go ahead and go to Stephanopoulos one more time, apologizing.
Now I want to address some news you may have seen about me. Over the last several years, I've made substantial donations to dozens of charities, including the Clinton Global Foundation. Those donations were a matter of public record, but I should have made additional disclosures on air when we covered the foundation. And I now believe that directing personal donations to that foundation was a mistake. Even though I made them strictly to support work done to stop the spread of AIDS, help children, and protect the environment in poor countries, I should have gone the extra mile to avoid even the appearance of a conflict. I apologize to all of you for failing to do that.
By the way, what you get in that foundation is their fleet of jet aircraft to fly you to luxury destinations, tax-free, exempt, and then to stay in hotels. Over half the money goes for the travel, the houses, the hotels, the jets. Then a large portion of the other 45% goes to other infrastructure, and a very small percent goes to, quote, Africans or others. So this is what they do. And it's a mafia foundation, period. He's part of the mob. And so he thinks he'll get away with it. But he's nothing but another Brian Williams liar. Hey, Stephanopoulos, why don't you, like your boss Hillary, tell us you were in combat or a helicopter got shot down or you got shot at in Serbia? I mean, you're a joke. You're a nobody. Your ratings are down because people don't want to watch weak little mealy-mouthed political hack operatives. But your political class has taken over, so you can't help yourselves. You've all got to give yourselves TV shows that no one will come watch, no matter how many billions of dollars you've got behind you. We can sit here in a studio and a system that costs 1/30th of what your operation does, I've looked it up, and crush you. You think Tartanopoulos likes the fact that we have 20 million listeners and viewers a week? And they know that. Al Jazeera was like, yes, we've looked at your numbers, and you do have around 20 million people that watch or listen to you every week. You know, don't you think that's dangerous? You know what? I think it is dangerous to people like you. Because here's the deal. You're a bunch of knuckle-dragging gangsters, and you'd love to just come after me, but you don't want to make me a martyr, and you've surveilled me and have my M.O., and you know I'm going all the way, so you don't know what to do. Let me explain something, scum. None of us are backing down or shutting up. We're going to go to Bill, Jordan, Donald, Chris, Chris and others here in a moment. Briefly, I just want to let you know that we appreciate listeners supporting the transmission and helping us fund our operation. We're not funded at the barrel of a gun like the IRS funds this criminal government, this illegitimate occupied government that also gives stimulus money to MSNBC. We have the summer sale. It's your last chance. Super male vitality, super female vitality. You can get 20% off our best-selling formulas. It'll knock your socks off. Energy, libido, stamina. It is what I fuel myself with to a great extent. And then you integrate that in with the new product we have that's going to sell out in the first run by next week. Prostaguard, InfoWarsLife.com. It's half the price of nutraceutical formulations that I was getting from my medical doctor. He's recommended it when I turned 40. And it's really been good. Well, we just made our own formula of even stronger, concentrated saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterol, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. 10 ingredients total, $19.95. Leading competitor is twice that amount. You got to get it from a doctor. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you fund an information warfare operation that is one part Paul Revere, one part kamikaze, one part absolute freedom lovers. I mean, that's what it comes down to. We're going in. We're not stopping. You're funding us. You're the wind in our sails. I salute you. We're having a big effect because you're there. Good job. We want to thank you. How long is Watson's report? I saw it last night. It's like 4 minutes long. 3:20. I'm going to play this report, come back, and then just go bam, bam, bam to calls. Bill, Chris, Donald, Jonathan, Jordan, everybody else that's holding. 800-259-9231. But don't forget, get Prostaguard and the 20% off on the InfoWars Super Male Super Female Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. This is a great report by Watson, but he says the total mental illness of liberals. I guess they are mentally ill, that they're tyrannical, gibbering control freaks who in Canadian studies are six times more likely to steal or to not give to charity because they're not real liberals. And I just don't think they're liberals. I think they are gangs of insecure babies that guilt good people into serving them as minions. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson's report.
If you want a glimpse of what happens to countries when they embrace the mental disorder of extreme liberalism, look no further than Sweden. And no, this is not a hoax. It's not satire. It's not out of the Onion. This is a real story. Socialists in Sweden want to tax the population to pay for returning ISIS terrorists to get jobs and reintegrate into society.
That's because they're a shadow army. This is all funded by the West.
Arero Municipality Councillor Rasmus Persson wants to offer psychological help to enable jihadist militants to overcome traumatic experiences they may have suffered while fighting in Iraq and Syria. Sweden's official coordinator against violent extremism, Mona Sahlin, wants to take the idea nationwide and impose a tax aid for immigrants who fought with ISIS, taxing citizens to pay for the reintegration of violent
nutcases
who behead people, throw gays off buildings, and stone women to death. It's liberal! And remember, this is a country whose taxpayer-funded expert on Islamophobia went on to join ISIS.
Oh, good.
Swedish soldier Frederick Brandberg fired back at this insane proposal by pointing out that the country's combat veterans, some of whom are currently fighting against ISIS militants in Iraq, don't even get offered jobs when they return home. Swedish armed forces responded by saying that was, quote, no longer our business. Marie Hoff was completely ridiculed for days on end when she made her infamous jobs for ISIS argument. But there's no ridicule in Sweden. This is being treated as a legitimate debate. Now, there's also a big debate at the moment in Britain about how to prevent ISIS wannabes from leaving the country to go and fight in Syria. God knows why. I mean, just go and let them blow themselves up for all I care. But at least the hundreds of jihadists who are now returning to Britain are actually being arrested. In Sweden, they're about to be given counselling and employment all at taxpayer expense. But to be fair, Sweden is the shining light in terms of cohesive and beneficial Muslim immigration into the country, right? Well, no, actually, they're the rape capital of Europe and have entire no-go Muslim ghettos where police, firefighters and ambulance workers are attacked on a regular basis. But hey, pandering to violent rapist criminals just isn't progressive enough. Let's roll out the red carpet for terrorists who kidnap women and force them to undergo surgery after every act of rape to restore their virginity. That's compassionate liberalism. Stick a fork in Sweden, because it's done. And this once proud nation can now only serve as a warning to others about what happens when governments become afflicted with the mental disorder of extreme liberalism.
That's
Check
right.
out the other videos, subscribe to the channel. I'm Paul Joseph Watson for Infowars.com.
And expanding on all that, your radio listener, while Paul is talking, he's showing mainstream news articles, pushing it like it's legitimate. And I was reading about Sweden, where these families prepare their daughters for the third world populations who don't even have a culture anymore. They adopt kind of U.S. gangster rap. And then, whether they're Eastern European thugs or Muslim radical thugs, whatever, the families then deliver their daughters when they're about 15 to date them and then to be handed over to prostitution, basically, and to have cigarettes put out on them. I'm serious. It's a sacrament. You just hand your daughters over and your tax money to the rapists. It is trending.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Why the union's that big business man? And it's going out of the door. Why they used to grow food in Kansas? Then they want to grow it on the moon. And we rock.
old Bob Dylan. And a man's going to do what a man's got to do, to quote John Wayne. All right, let's go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into all this other news throughout the day and a bunch of breakdowns, special reports. It's going to be jam-packed, but they have to teach you to be mentally ill to accept anything so that you have no morals, so you can be dominated and controlled. And that's why political correctness sounds so crazy, that you can't have an American flag on your shirt or on your truck at a public school in South Carolina, or you can't play with a Nerf gun in your backyard. The school says they have no jurisdiction. They do it to train you that they can take you a million miles. You're being hit by psych warfare. All right, let's go to Bill in California. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Let's do some good news today, and that's the Texas State Guard, which is not the National Guard. They are purely a state organization. The governor, Craig Abbott, commander-in-chief, Major General John F. Nichols is adjutant. They are composed of true patriots who are volunteering their time.
Oh, by the way, I mean, I've seen these jokes in the media going, our army can destroy the Texas Guard. The Texas Guard is one of the few states that has this. It's a great organization. I know a lot of these people, and a lot of them are the very best of the best that do this to volunteer to help the state of Texas and this country. And so you're absolutely right. They are great people. And folks that make fun of them like they're ROTC or something have no idea what they're talking about.
Not at all. These are seasoned veterans, usually, and they are the cream of the cream. They're well-educated, very experienced, and true patriots. And I would suggest that you get Joe Biggs out there to set up a little special on them and who they are, what they do, and the courage that the governor has shown in putting them against the Jade Helm. By the way, almost all states have a state guard.
No, I know, but ours is more robust, and Texas is truly independent. I know most states have a state guard of folks that come out and help with traffic control and things like that, but the state guard here, particularly from what I've read, is different than other states. Isn't that correct?
Not much, no. It dates all the way back to 1823. They were chartered by the Emperor of Mexico and, of course, moved over to the Republic when it was formed. So they are the oldest of the military forces in Texas.
I knew that. And I know their charter is different because Texas is the Lone Star State, the only state to enter by treaty. But thank you so much. Great call, Bill. Thanks for holding. We're going to be back in 70 seconds with Chris, Jordan, Donald, and others. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.